This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The National Park Service has closed all fishing at several Yellowstone National Park rivers. The prohibition was put into place to protect the park's native trout population at a time when water temperatures are high and river flow is low. Water temperatures have exceeded 68 degrees Fahrenheit in recent days, and flows on many rivers, streams, and creeks are low, conditions that are extremely stressful to fish and can be fatal. The closed waterways are the Madison River, the Firehole River, the Gibbon River, and all their associated tributaries. Other rivers, streams, and lakes in Yellowstone National Park do remain open for fishing, but officials urge caution, asking anglers to fish only during cooler times of the day, to land fish quickly, handle them gently in the water, and allow them to recover before release. More than 50,000 visitors fish each year at Yellowstone, which is home to the world's largest inland population of cutthroat trout. But the introduction of invasive species to Yellowstone has caused the cutthroat trout's population to dwindle. The non-native species contribute to the decline in the park's native fish population by competing for food and habitat, preying on native fish, and degrading the genetic integrity of native fish through hybridization. A prominent Helena-based campaign treasurer for Democrats and liberal-leaning causes was charged federally this week for allegedly embezzling more than $253,000 in funds from candidates and organizations. Abby Lee Cook was charged last Wednesday by the Montana U.S. Attorney's Office with three federal counts of wire fraud after she allegedly transferred money and property without authorization to accounts and entities that she controlled through her company, Abby Lee Cook & Associates, LLC, beginning September 2021. Candidates, organizations, and political action committees will often hire treasurers and compliance officers like Cook to ensure they follow the litany of campaign finance reporting requirements. Through that work, Cook was granted access to bank accounts from these entities and individuals, account access that she used to enrich herself without the group's or people's knowledge. Each unauthorized transfer, meaning each count of wire fraud, carries a punishment of up to 20 years in prison and a maximum of a $250,000 fine. The federal court filing detailing the wire fraud charges lists six alleged victims, all of whom were defrauded in amounts as low as $1,600 and as high as $88,000. The six victims in the scheme include first-term State Senator Cora Newman of Bozeman and Montana State Representative Zoe Zephyr of Missoula, both Democrats, who said they plan to file complaints in the coming days with the state's Commissioner of Political Practices regarding Cook's work for their campaigns. It's unclear how much cash Abby Lee Cook actually pocketed, but in the plea agreement, she agreed to pay at least $253,000 in restitution. Although the federal charges against Cook alone could bring up to 60 years in prison and a $750,000 fine, Cook agreed to a plea agreement that includes no jail time and $253,000 in restitution. Heavy rains have triggered landslides at Bridger Bowl Ski Area, causing significant damage to the mountain's classic steep terrain. A powerful rainstorm on July 29th caused landslides and left severe erosion, scarring the mountain with deep rain runnels and landslide debris, including rock, dirt, trees, and debris strewn downhill. Bridger Bowl Ski Area features a 2,700-foot vertical drop and steep upper terrain popular with skiers, but also prone to landslides in summer and avalanches in winter. With the landslides after strong summer storms, Bridger Bowl is warning hikers, bikers, and other recreational users to exercise caution around the resort, especially on steeper trails and off-trail terrain. The storm may have loosened more rock and debris than is immediately visible, and the potential for additional landslides remains. The ski area is actively assessing the damage and will begin remediation work soon to address the most critical issues. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.